You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Welcome in. It is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Back to work. And yes, back to school for most public school kids. Some of the private school kids already there. Many of our universities across the state, first day of classes as well. Partly cloudy skies at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Glad to have you along for a fun, full-packed afternoon. Back on a live show, we replayed our Joe Thomas show. Many thanks to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the NFL Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas, for being on the show along with our very own Brady Ewing yesterday. But back with a live show today. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing well. You know, I made the unfortunate mistake of forgetting that today was the first day of classes for many and went to a Starbucks drive-thru in which I was trapped for a while.
Took you a little bit longer than expected. We'll get into our weekend. Zommer's a sports-filled weekend. I was recuperating from a little vaccination and how that ties into news over the weekend that former CDC directors, including some Republicans, now condemning current Health and Human Services Secretary RFK upheaval. Vaccinations are a part of that. We'll take a look at that. Also, closer to home, Dan Bice, columnist from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, writing a story today. Liberal Supreme Court candidate Chris Taylor ditching her own recusal plan. Turns out when she was in the legislature, she thought, no, the Supreme Court justices should recuse themselves if you get a certain level of donations, which it sounds pretty good to me. But now that she's actually running for Supreme Court, maybe not so much. We will dig deeper into that. Our old friend Joe Gao. Remember him, Zommers?
A sexy, happy cooking.
Yes. Former University of Wisconsin lacrosse chancellor who started his OnlyFans page with his lovely and talented wife going to TMZ. They're Wisconsin. What is it? What was the one only murders in the building or...
Wait, what are you referring to?
The Netflix series is about the big serial killer.
No, that's Only Murders in the Building is a Hulu show.
I know. I was just.
I don't know.
Around.
I don't know what show. Yeah, you're talking
it was.
About,
it was about the mass murders of the guy and his nephew. That terrible tragedy over by Green Bay murdered that reporter, and they made to catch a murderer
with Stephen Avery.
Yeah, that's
which,
it.
Quick PSA for everyone out there. This used to be a big problem, but not anymore. Anytime I would introduce myself while that was big and say I'm from Manitowoc, they'd be like, oh, you know Stephen Avery?
Right.
It happened in Manitowoc County, not in Manitowoc.
I told you I met him, right?
Did you?
Stephen Avery? Yeah, that's a long story. Maybe we'll get into it later. I had the unpleasurable, but for that moment when they thought he was, you know, didn't do it and was like released and he was made a hero. And I was in a room and Anyway.
You did tell me about that.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Anyway, so the Netflix have done these shows or on TV of these ridiculous folks from Wisconsin. And now here we have good old Joe Gao, talking about his OnlyFans site, which apparently is going to TMZ for some sort of documentary thing. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show as well. The Brewers are off today after 19 games straight.
You gotta silence your phone there, buddy.
I know. Just hang on. I'm several things going on here today. All right. The Brewers are after 19 straight games. We'll hear from Murph, who got tossed out of yesterday's game. Zommers was there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And preview, we might have a special guest, so hold your hats and hallelujahs later on. Green Bay Packers kicking off their big first week coming up on Sunday. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But want to start with breaking news. this afternoon just wrapped up at the White House. And this was billed over the last 24 hours as a huge, huge, huge announcement by President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. And I don't want to get into this very far, but over the weekend, as social media and Russian bots tend to do, it was started on social media platforms over the weekend that Donald Trump was missing and he had died. And that so that there's all the speculation that there was going to be, you know, like J.D. Vance was going to come out, hey, I'm actually the president now. But that none of that was remotely close. It was just ridiculous hoopla on the internet. But Donald Trump showed up moments ago at the Oval Office with an announcement regarding the location of the Space Command, moving it from Colorado to Alabama, which... Before we start, we're going to play just a brief synopsis of the actual announcement. But Tommy Tuberville, former coach of Auburn, is now a U.S. senator. He's in the room for this press conference. And Trump makes a remark, oh boy, I bet you guys didn't like what happened over the weekend there. Because Alabama, the college football team, had a terrible, terrible loss to unranked Florida State. What Trump, of course, does not get or understand is that Tommy Tuberville coached for Auburn, which is in Alabama, which is Alabama's arch rival, and it was Alabama who lost, not Auburn. And Tuberville's like, oh, I actually coached at Auburn. So, that's the way things kicked off here this afternoon. And then Trump got into the actual announcement. We're going to come back after this cut, break it down of what the actual truth is, lay it out for you. But here, moments ago, was the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, in the White House.
In my first term, we created and I created a thing called Space Force, so important. You know, we were losing the race in space very badly to China and to Russia. And now we're far and away number one in space and reestablished SpaceCom with a mission to protect American space assets and detect any threat to our homeland. We initially selected Huntsville for the SpaceCom headquarters, yet those plans were wrongfully obstructed by the Biden administration. And as you know, they moved them to a different locale. And today we're moving forward with what we want to do and the place that we want to have this. And this will be there for hopefully hundreds of years. That's where it's going to be. I will say I want to thank Colorado. The problem I have with Colorado, one of the big problems, they do mail-in voting. They went to all mail-in voting. So they have automatically crooked elections. And we can't have that. When a state is for mail-in voting, that means they want dishonest elections because that's what that means. So that played a big factor also. In Huntsville, SpaceCom will play a key role in building the Golden Dome, as you know. That's going to be a big thing. Everybody wants to be a participant in it. Missile Defense Shield, we're going to be having a Golden Dome that the likes of which nobody's ever seen before, the finest, the best. And by the way, Canada called. They want to be a part of it, and that'll be great. But Canada wants very much to be included in that, and we're going to work something out with them, I hope. It will also ensure that our technological capabilities, of which we're way ahead of anybody else's, nobody close, remain unmatched long into the future. So I'd like to ask Secretary Hegseth to
All right,
say
so that's
a few
the
words.
Gist of it there. That's the heart of the announcement. And there are actually a couple of important things that came out of this, believe it or not, in my opinion. President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, at the Oval Office less than a half an hour ago. What to me the biggest news out of this whole thing was today is that Donald, a sitting president of the United States in the Oval Office, said that mail-in voting equals crooked elections, and that was a large factor in him moving an entire agency within a department to a different state. And this is Trump's latest thing, is calling mail-in voting crooked and saying he wants to abolish it, saying he's going to sign an executive order to end mail-in voting in the United States. And of course, if you actually read the Constitution and understand it, you know that legally, Trump is not able to do that, that states control their own voting. But what he can do, and we've already seen him do this on redistricting in Texas, is he could put pressure on red states, i.e. those states that have Republican governors and Republican legislatures, like Texas, like Florida, like Indiana, and have them make mail-in voting illegal. So he can put pressure on us indirectly, all right? And so he continues this today by saying, hey, Colorado has mail-in voting. That's crooked elections, Trump's term, not mine. And this was a part of it. So that's number one. Number two, he doubles down on this Golden Dome missile defense system, which is, of course, very different than what he is accused of in the Steele dossiers in Russia. Well, Golden Shower, which is something completely different. Don't look it up. Golden Dome, he calls it, much like Ronald Reagan's old, many people don't remember this, but Reagan called it the Star Wars program. You're going to have a big defense system in space, Star Wars. And now Trump is calling it the Golden Dome. So those are my two takeaways. The biggest one, that a sitting president of the United States continues to double down on saying that mail-in voting is quote-unquote crooked. And remember, Brian Arthur Schimming, the current chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party last year, to his credit, and I credit him last year and continue to do so, he applauded, not only applauded mail-in voting, he encouraged Republicans in the state to participate and said the only way we're going to make headways in Democrats winning Wisconsin is to embrace and participate in mail-in voting. And that is credited largely with helping Donald Trump win Wisconsin last year. So the Wisconsin chairman of the Republican Party is all in on mail-in voting. The standard bearer, the flag bearer for the Republican Party, Donald J. Trump, says that it's crooked. So, you know, people like Derek Van Orden and Scott Fitzgerald and Glenn Grothman, Brian Stile, Tom Tiffany, they're going to have to make a decision. Who is right? Brian Schimming in Wisconsin or Donald Trump? Let me give you the facts. On this announcement today, Trump saying they're going to move the U.S. Space Command from Colorado to Alabama. In 2018, this is via CBS News. In 2018, Trump had signed an order reestablishing a U.S. Space Command after it had been absorbed in 2002 into the U.S. Strategic Command. Its main goal is to find ways to defend U.S. interests in space. In 2023, President Joe Biden had decided instead to keep Space Command headquarters in Colorado, where it temporarily had been located, overturning Trump's first-term decision to Alabama. Here is the key. Biden had been convinced by the head of Space Command at the time that moving its headquarters would jeopardize military readiness. His reversal prompted the House Armed Services Committee, chaired by Republican Mike Rogers of Alabama, to request the Pentagon watchdog investigate the basing's decision. So it was Trump during his first term who said, we're going to do the Space Force, we're going to reestablish a Space Command, and it's going to be in Alabama. When Biden got in and listened to the military advisors at the time, he said, no, no, no. Turns out our military readiness is more important. We're going to leave it where it's at in Colorado. And then the Republicans investigated it. And what they found out was very interesting and plays into today's announcement at the White House. What did the investigation reveal? We'll tell you. After this, don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday edition of the Todd Allbull Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Ready to...
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Aaron Zommers, producer and engineer on the board. 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, September 2nd. Talking about the breaking news story. Within the hour, President Trump announcing for the White House that he is going to relocate Space Command to Alabama after it had been in Colorado. And so what happened, just to catch people up if you're just tuning in, that During his first term as president, Donald Trump reestablished the U.S. Space Command. It had been absorbed into something called the U.S. Strategic Command under George W. Bush in 2002. Then Trump says, no, we're going to break this off. It's going to be part of Space Force. And then, of course, he loses to Joe Biden. Biden comes in and instead decides to keep Space Command headquarters in Colorado, because when Trump reestablished this suddenly in 2018, they're like, look, where can we put this? Well, it made the most sense at the time to put it in Colorado. And so Biden said, well, look, we're going to keep it there. Because the head of Space Command at the time said that moving the headquarters would jeopardize military readiness. Well, that prompted the Republican House Armed Services Committee chair, Republican Mike Rogers of guess where? Alabama. I say it like that because the great late Keith Jackson, broadcaster on ABC, would, you know, get calling, you know, Alabama. So Congressman Rogers from Alabama said, we got to have a big investigation here. So here's what happened. The Defense Department Inspector General said in a report that Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, would be the Air Force's preferred location for the command. That's true. But, keyword but, building facilities equal to the ones that were already in Colorado could take 3 to 4 years, according to the Inspector General's report. Air Force General James Dickinson, at the time, the commander of the U.S. Space Command, voiced concerns about the timeline's impact on the command's readiness, contributing to the decision Biden had made to keep the headquarters in Colorado. So yes, it's true that the Air Force General at the time said, yeah, all things being equal, we'd like to have it in Alabama. But the commander of the actual Space Force Command said, look, 3 to 4 years before you're going to have proper facilities in Alabama, that's going to jeopardize our mission. That's going to jeopardize our readiness. And if you've ever had the honor and pleasure to work with military like I have had, that's number one for them. You say, look, this is my personal preference or all these other considerations, but our number one mission is to make sure that we are ready if and when we are called upon to serve. And so Biden listened to his military advisors and said, okay, let's keep it in Colorado. So now for Trump to come in and say, oh, you know, this is all political and yada, yada, it's just not true. And now think of the 1,000 people that have been a part of Space Command, part of the Space Command, who are now going to have to move to Alabama or get other jobs. According to CBS News, the Air Force in 2021 settled on Huntsville, Alabama, as its preferred location for the headquarters after weighing a number of factors, including proximity to other space agencies and support in the community for military families. 2 years later, as we said, Biden said, based on recommendations by the military, it would stay in Colorado. Now, Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville is also home to NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command, and the Missile Defense Agency. As of last fall, 1,000 out of the 1,400 positions allocated for U.S. Space Command have been filled, according to a May Government Accountability Office report. The report found that uncertainty over the final location of the headquarters was a factor in discouraging civilians from applying for jobs at the command. And you don't blame them, right? First Trump's president, now Biden's president, now Trump's president. Where is this actually going to land? I can't take a job and not know if my family has to move halfway across the country. So, again, like so many things in Trump world, they take a nugget of truth, twist it on its head, add in untrue rhetoric, and come up with a new narrative. at the end of the day, it's about the mission and about serving our readiness for defense in this country. And based on everything I've seen and read, it would appear that the overall military recommendation to former President Biden was to keep it in Colorado to make sure that we're ready. And now, and Trump went out of his way to say, you know, I won Alabama by 47 or 46 points. That had nothing to do with it, right? Right, right? Looked around the room. And as Tony just chimed in on YouTube, as we said at the top of the show, probably the number one thing to come out of today's press conference for me was the President of the United States standing in the Oval Office once again saying that mail-in voting equals, quote-unquote, crooked elections. And the fact that Colorado uses mail-in voting is one of the key factors he decided to move it to Alabama. So that's how decisions are being made now. Not based on actual military recommendations and accurate information, but what do I think politically benefits me and my party? If you want to give us a call, want to chime in, welcome, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Farm News is next with Pam Yonke and her crew of Midwest Farm Report. And when we come back, Todd got the prick over the weekend. How did he recover? Pursuing truth wherever it leads and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oppold Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. I'm laughing because we may have, I feel like I'm on a date because I'm being teased. We may have a special guest and I'm very, very excited about it. But
I hope so because I know what it is.
I know. And I thought it was going to happen and then we'll see. So stay, you're not going to want to miss it because when we put this show together, this is exactly what we're looking for. And so I hope it happens. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk about, they call it the tease. Speaking of teases, they want me to say things that will entice you to bring you back. So there you go. I'm told now in my earpiece, 3 o'clock. After the 3 o'clock hour, the special guest may be popping in. So that's talk about a tease. And so I said before we went to the farm report there with Midwest Farm Report, the incredible team there, I said I got pricked over the weekend. It might not be what you're thinking. I got vaccinated for a couple of things, for shingles and for pneumococcal pneumonia. I had a little bit of pneumococcal back in college, got some penicillin, cleared it right up. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I felt like I'd been hit by a car, and boy, do I know what that feels like. Anyway, we'll get into that. And also why it's timely indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because of what's happening at the CDC. We're going to get into that in a minute, but I want to finish up on what we were talking about, our top story here, Donald Trump having this press conference in the Oval Office. It really was kind of a nothing burger, in my opinion, mostly just saying that he's going to go back to his decision of 2018 and move the Space Command from Colorado to Alabama. And despite the fact that during the Biden administration, Biden listened to the military advisors who overall said it was better to keep it in Colorado. Yes, true that the Air Force general said if the Air Force had, you know, if they ruled the world and they don't, but sure, it would probably be better to have it in Alabama. But for a number of reasons, for readiness purposes, it was better overall to keep it in Colorado. And so that's what Biden did. Now here today, Trump says he's moving it back to Alabama. And I think the biggest headline in this whole thing was Trump doubling down today in the Oval Office on mail-in voting, calling it crooked, quote-unquote, his word, and saying that was a factor because Colorado has mail-in voting in moving it to Alabama. Now, it probably really didn't, but again, it gives him this platform to double down, sending signals to Republican governors and legislatures to get rid of mail-in voting.
And then he can hold it over their heads and be like, see, I'm taking away your government programs and jobs if you don't do what I like.
Good point. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling in. How was your Labor Day weekend?
was great. Went to Laborfest yesterday, ran into a Chris Taylor, who I've talked to many times in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, while I was still working downtown, and ran into Mark Pocan and talked to him for a while as well.
Very good.
My other, labor friends, that ran into them as well. But looking at how the Trump administration is doing things, I can't help but know what the parallels between it and Stalin, because Stalin purged his officer corps, doing a great deal of damage to his, country's, military readiness and leadership at that point in time. And Stalin was also the one that says, I'll let everybody vote as long as I get to count the votes, and that I see echoes of that in the Trump administration. I mean, the guy just does not understand. I mean, for God's sakes, Russia has mail-in voting. They have computer voting.
Right.
I mean, that Putin says something to Trump, and I think Trump is just upset he didn't get to hold hands with Putin, like Modi and Ping of China, I think.
Right.
That he's upset about that. I guess the old Sweet Caroline, the little line in there about holding hands, touching hands, and I think he's, shedding tears there. He wasn't given the same kind of love and comradeship that in spite of the fact he knelt to Vladimir Putin and figuratively and rolled out the red carpet for the man. But I mean, that the damage Trump is doing and Hegseth is doing to our, military readiness is, purging our officer corps, as well as purging other agencies of people that actually know something about, like HNSS.
Right.
People are going to die because of this nonsense.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thank you so very much, Mark. On the text line, where you can text us via the Civic Media app, download it for free at your Apple or Android device today. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Bart, listening on WMDX, says Trump also said he's definitely sending troops into Chicago at the press conference. That's kind of a big news.
He must have said it afterwards in the questions, at which time we were starting the show. That's my guess.
Yes. Yes. I was about to say, it was during when we started the show, so we listened to the whole thing, but now I'm seeing, apparently the quote was, quote unquote, we're going in. So Trump said, we're going in, unquote, in terms of sending National Guard troops to Chicago, but did not give a timeline. So that was just kind of a quick throwaway thing for Trump today in this press conference. But yes, as they say, big if true. We'll find out whether he actually follows through with it. 855-752-4842. Cam, listening in Appleton. Cam, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, so this ties into him snubbing Colorado. He keeps making the comments about the mail-in voting, and he tried to move the Space Department over to Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it's because this is still just theory, but it's based off of data. The data from Smart Elections and Smart Legislation and Election Truth Alliance shows that the machines, because they've been able to verify for a fact now that the machines that are used to tally mail-in votes and the chain of custody are completely different systems entirely than the ones that are used for same-day voting and early in-person voting. And those organizations are finding in the data that the two, so early voting and then same-day voting are showing manipulation where mail-in voting is not. So there's clearly a reason why he wants to get rid of them and why he specifically targets the machines that are counting those votes, and he's obviously not being honest about it.
Thanks, Cam. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire, let's hear WCFW The Tap. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's up?
Guys, great show today. Man, where's he getting the money? Another thing, too, is when he tried to deport that plane full of minors. I can't remember what day it was. I was trying to get my...
Yeah.
Now I take
it was
pictures.
Saturday or Sunday, yeah.
I take pictures of headlines now because I can't keep up, and I'm running out of notebooks and papers. There are so many disgusting things going on. He's attacking the United States from the inside out, going after all our institutions that keep America safe. He had a bunch of kids on a plane ready to deport them with no verification of where they go, who they are, and luckily a judge stopped them. Child abuse. It's ringing out loud and clear, and I got to tell you, the new GOP party is guardian of the predators. So keep that in mind when you vote. Guardian of the predators, because it is hitting all the way around our country, and I hope people wake up because this guy's got to go. And the people that put him in and the people that are responsible for Project 2025. Wake up, folks. We are in for the battle of our lives, but we can do it if we do it together. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Jane. Appreciate the call, as always. 43 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Yeah, lots of news over the Labor Day weekend. I think, to Gene's point, some of the things I haven't talked about, was not a great weekend for Trump in court, as things like this, trying to deport people, suddenly got stopped by judges. Also, the tariffs, some of those got knocked down by the courts this weekend. The courts are not necessarily the U.S. Supreme Court, but lower courts are, in fact, saying no to Trump. And he doesn't like that too much. And there are reports that tomorrow, several of the victims from Jeffrey Epstein's island and other places are going to hold their own press conference tomorrow, which is only going to put a bright light back on the Epstein files, which the Trump administration continues to refuse to release. Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Donald Trump all said that, geez, just give us another term and we'll unmask all the sexual predators. We'll give QAnon and MAGA-based people and the alt-right extremist Christian nationalists, not, when I say that, remember, not talking about your standard Catholic or Methodist or Wesleyan church or whatever. These are the QAnon folks, the alt-right, the extremists who said that Donald Trump was essentially their savior. And he was going to unmask the Epstein files. And now that it's not happening, one can only assume why. Because again, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but if you got nothing to hide, you say, sure, here's everything we got. But if you got something to hide, you don't release it. That's my take. But I'm a pretty simple guy. And so that's very disappointing, as you might imagine, to the QAnon and the alt-right and the extremist MAGA folks. Because the guy that they looked the other way for all of his other infidelities and sins, because this was he was the chosen one, to use the Star Wars term. And turns out he ain't doing what was chosen of him. And so Trump finds himself in a conundrum, a quadrum, if you will, a kerfluffle. So he's doing everything he can, Trump, in my opinion, to move the spotlight away from not releasing Epstein files to anything else. Not sure how you spent your weekend. Mine was largely recovering from, I went to my doctor, got my physical, as I said, on Friday. We were here with a live show on Friday. In the morning, had my physical. The good news is cholesterol's fine. Blood pressure's fine. I'm pretty healthy, all things considered. But I needed to get my second shingle. Now, I'm not going to get into the story. I had shingles in my late 20s. Was in a very stressful situation.
Not fun.
Not fun. It was terrible. And now the person who gave it, who largely was responsible for that, passed away recently. Anyway, so I've had shingles. I was out of work for those 3 months. And so even still, and so they say, you know, I've reached the age now that I have to get my shingles vaccine. And I got my first one a few months ago. You got to go back for the second one. Now, some people get both of them. They're fine, basically. Well, I got that, and I got the vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia. That, I mean, if you've ever had the pneumococcal pneumonia, I am not. I shouldn't be laughing because it's probably very serious.
It's serious. Yeah, it's serious.
So I just like saying pneumococcal pneumonia. I know, and the ads, you know, the TV ads for it are really funny.
Yeah, having TV ads
for pneumococcal pneumonia
vaccines is weird. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I got my vaccine as I'm supposed to do. I'm happy to do it. I'm glad to do it. But boy, did it knock me flat on my back for about 3 days. Well, 2.5. I was glad I did it on Friday of Labor Day weekend. And so it was timely. This is from Axios. Over the weekend, 9 former directors of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, better known as the CDC, on Monday warned about increasing threats to public health from the Trump administration's political interference at the agency. Who are these people? Did they include Republicans? And what did they say? We'll tell you after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbell Show for a Monday, a vaccination Monday, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbell Show on a Tuesday. I think I said beforehand it was Monday. It's Tuesday, of course, September 2nd, 2025. Great song, by the way. And right on cue, because we've been talking about the fact that I got over the on Friday at my physical, I got my second shingles vaccine shot and also my pneumococcal pneumonia shot. And I was a little ill over the weekend recovering from these vaccines. Happy I have them, by the way. And I think that it has affected my thinking, because I said it was Monday and it was actually Tuesday. But here's the thing. We didn't plan this. I'm not sure if it played everywhere in the state on all of our stations, but here in Madison on WMDX, right on cue during the commercial break, we had an
the
ad.
First one.
We had an ad from Pfizer about the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine, and it used that song. This is, yeah, I know, right?
The unexplained mysteries of radio.
That was fun. That was great. Nicely done. Nice timing on that. So here's the deal. This is according to it's a great story in Axios. Over the weekend, yesterday, as a matter of fact, 9 former directors of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, i.e. the CDC, warned about increasing threats to public health from the Trump administration's political interference at the agency. Health Secretary. I like saying it like that. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s takeover of health policy funding and research, quote, is unlike anything we have ever seen at the agency and unlike anything our country has ever experienced, unquote, the directors wrote in a New York Times guest essay. The Trump administration ousted CDC Director Susan Menares last month, i.e. a week ago, after she refused to quit. The White House said that she was, quote unquote, not aligned with the Make America Healthy Again agenda. It's a very nice way, in my opinion, of saying she won't do what we tell her. Now, several top CDC officials also resigned following her departure. Silicon Valley investor and entrepreneur Jim O'Neill, who advocated for unproven COVID treatments, was named acting CDC director. So if you were all in on the ivermectin or putting a light hose up your rear end, this is the guy for you.
Or injecting bleach.
or bleach. This is the guy for you. The 9 directors' tenure of the CDC spans from 1977 to this year, and they have collectively spent more than 100 years working at the CDC. They worked in either permanent or acting capacities under Republican and Democratic administrations, from former President Carter to current President Trump. Here's what they're saying in this letter. The 9 former directors wrote, quote, the loss of Dr. Menares and other top leaders will make it far more difficult for the CDC to do what it has done for about 80 years, to work around the clock to protect Americans from threats to their lives and health. They went on to say, during our respective CDC tenures, we did not always agree with our leaders, but they never gave us a reason to doubt that they would rely on data-driven insights for our protection, or that they would support public health workers. That's key, right? That regardless of party, regardless of presidents of the past, of both parties, these directors of the CDC say, look, we didn't always agree with our bosses, but they always relied on data-driven science and a commitment to support public health workers. First time, according to these former CDC people, directors, that this is not happening. The White House spokesperson referred Axios yesterday to O'Neill's Friday statement, quote, "Public health is a noble calling," he wrote, "when it is driven by transparent data and a rigorous science. It earns public trust and keeps the world safe. We are helping the agency earn back the trust it has squandered," unquote. I'm just not aware of any credible people that think that the CDC squandered trust. I just don't know any. As I said, credible people. I'm not talking about that goofy so-called quack doctor that Trump had in his first term that's now in Congress. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who have committed their life to science and to health and to public health and who do not do it in a partisan way. I'm talking about the people that you go to in Green Bay and Amory and Richland Center and Milwaukee, the people that you walk in and take your blood pressure and check you. You're talking about the physician assistant. I'm talking about the nurse practitioner, the registered nurse, the physician that you see. How many times do they come in with a sticker for one party or the other? How many times do they say, well, you know, according to blank administration or according to President blank, here's what we should be doing? Never encountered that in my experience. Because they rely on science and data and research and things that are provable. And now for the first time in our country's history, we have an administration and a health secretary who does not rely on those things and goes at the whim of the head of a party, the MAGA party, for political purposes. Using health, people's lives, as a political pawn, a political tool. I think it's extraordinarily dangerous and sad. Gonna come back next hour. You're not gonna want to miss it. A special guest in studio with Packers News. That's right. A special guest with Packers News. What is it? Who is it? Stay tuned. You're going to find out. And what's worse, having to do with Wisconsin's number one drink, milk. It's the second hour of the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.